Blog Talk Radio.
Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome to the Regal Poet Radio Show. We are so happy to hear from you, to bring the poet of, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur live and direct from Blog Talk Radio. Happy New Year. As you can see from my twisted tongue here, I had a great evening, as I've said on many social media out there, that is actually my favorite time of the year. Christmas to me is for the kids and, of course, for Jesus. But New Year's for me is just so magical. I love fireworks. I love the whole nine. And I actually stepped out of my comfort zone and performed and hosted an event last night. And that was kind of cool. I felt like I was, you know, representative of Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve. So that was awesome. So thank you so much. Shout out to Hollywood Music Hall for having me as their host. Had a great time. Listened to some awesome bands. Oh, my goodness. Live music is irreplaceable, incomparable, excuse me. And I just loved it. So thank you once again, Hollywood Music Hall, and the Oski Foundation for having me celebrate the new year with them. So today we're talking about keeping true to thyself. And I'm pretty sure, and I will admit, I can lump myself into this comment that I'm about to make, that the majority of us, you know what, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. Most of us, not the majority, have already broken our New Year's resolution. I don't usually, as I said in my last episode, I don't usually create New Year's resolutions, but there are thoughts that I have in my mind that, you know, I put it out there and make sure that that prayer is taken care of. And, of course, Regal Poet, having a successful year bigger than last year, was on top of that list. But there's certain things like don't eat after midnight, you know, don't drink or eat or anything before a performance or during a performance until the event's over, those types of things. I was good until 3 a.m. when I got home. I was like, I'm starving. I can't do this. So, yes, I broke my secret resolution, which I was good with from July on, but yesterday was just, well, this morning, I should say, I don't know what happened. So I can love myself that some of us broke our New Year's resolutions. But one thing that I said when I woke up this morning, I was like, you know what, I feel no guilt for it, for whatever reason. But I know what the reason was. One, I knew I was going to have a show, and I could redeem myself that way, be forgiven that way. But also, I recognize that I have to keep telling myself, okay, this is not a New Year's resolution. This is a promise. This is something that you want for yourself. You've seen it in other people. You hear their stories on how they're successful with their health, their wealth, you know, their bodies, you know, how they have a six-pack, those types of things, how they've been able to achieve so much. They've shared their secret because you've asked. But now there's that discipline that you have to engage in, and that's the hard part, engaging in that discipline. But when we look at it as hard, I can't do this, it's taxing, the food is right there, or, you know, this outfit, I need it, I have to have it. When we think in the moment, we think about how hard it is. But when we say to ourselves, you know what, this is a promise that I made for myself, because maybe New Year's resolution is just too much of a cliche, but this is a promise. When you state it that way, there's definitely a mindset shift that happens. And that's what we want to discuss today. How can we make sure that there's a shift in our mindset so that we can achieve these goals, but not set them as goals, these words that we hear so much, because so many people are thriving or striving to get to these goals, to achieve these goals, to accomplish these things. So the words get played out, you know, forgive my colloquy there, but the words just get overstated because they're true, but we hear them so much, we're like, no, there has to be another word. There has to be another way. There has to be another way. Well, here we are. Promise. Make a promise to yourself that you want this, whatever it is, for you. And we're going to discuss that today and look at how we can make sure that we achieve these goals. Now, our outside of keeping that promise today, we are also talking about our festivals. That's something that I promised you guys in the upcoming months, that we will talk about submitting to festivals. So we're going to have some promoters come on the line with us. We had a DJ Oski from the Oski Foundation started off a few weeks ago. We're going to continue that and definitely have him back on the show, but have different people that have festivals. We have someone from Trinidad and Tobago. There's different people that are ready to come out. We have someone that's going to have a health festival, that's going to have entertainment. All of these things are very, very important. So first and foremost, one of my favorite places to think about, to talk about, is Europe, which London and Paris usually are on the top of people's bucket list. Definitely on my bucket list to go to Paris and London. Well, I've been to London, but to actually do a tour in London and include apples and snakes. We're going to focus today on apples and snakes because they usually have a lot of festivals coming up and are usually looking for submissions fairly quickly. So we're going to focus on that. We'll try to have someone from Apples and Snakes represent on the show shortly before March, if not after March, whatever. But I will let you know on our Facebook page and on our Twitter page how to submit, because I think that that's important. I think traveling with your poetry, you find this new appreciation for it. So stepping out of the country and performing, it's just an amazing, amazing feeling. I'm glad that I've had that, and I will continue to have that. So Apples and Snakes organization in London, they have about three or four sections to it, just like Black on Black Rhyme. Those of you who are familiar with them, they have various places. They've recently opened out in Dubai, which is awesome. Congratulations to Black on Black Rhyme and Paul D. So on. So Apples and Snakes is the same way. They have satellite groups of themselves. So East London, West London, that type of thing. So we're going to focus on their poems today. So let's go ahead and continue. Today's a little bit informal because I just want us to really, really be comfortable with the fact that, really be comfortable with the fact that just keeping a promise to yourself is what it takes to really, really make this happen for you, whatever your goal may be. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break, and then from there we'll go into more of what we're talking about today, which is talking about keeping true to thyself, keeping your promises.
You are listening to the Regal Poet Radio Show with your host, Imone M. Prosper. Are you tired of being undervalued as an artist? Do you have a passion to sell your art, but don't know where to start? Are you on a successful path, but need encouragement? Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. Every week, we focus on topics that are set for the professional artist fully engaged in the creative economy. I am your host, Imone M. Prosper, poet, entrepreneur, and the advocate for the creative arts economy. Our mission is to feed the artist who spends their life creating profound experiences within their art with the best practical and advanced practices they need to be empowered, energized, confident, and prepared. If you are a beginner, you need this. If you're a seasoned veteran, you need this. And with 12 years of experience behind me, the Regal Poet Radio Show is not only designed to deliver the best information, but this platform allows you to hear from successful industry leaders and poets or entrepreneurs making a major impact in the world of poetry. What we know is that it is easy to find an open mic to perform, but there are a small number of places for the professional poet to go to learn how to build a thriving poetry career or business. Tune in to the Regal Poet Radio Show, the conduit for the poet entrepreneur, as we focus every week on the topics to help build up your entrepreneurial of the arts business. Share, leave a comment, or chat live with me, Imone M. Prosper, every Thursday, 12 noon, on blogtalkradio.com/regalpoet, where I am committed to developing not only a respected line of professional poets, but savvy poets with additional E on the end for entrepreneur. So make your lunch hour powerful and come get poet savvy with Regal Poet Radio.
Welcome back to the Regal Poet Radio Show. I'm your host, Imone M. Prosper, and again, this is the conduit for the poet entrepreneur. I am very pleased and so excited about this year. There's so much that's coming up. As a matter of fact, let's go into some of the things that we have. Definitely check us out January 9th, because what we're doing is extending Regal Poet out to the community. So not just having a radio show, but extending what we do out to the community, because we feel that when we can band together and get groups together, we can really achieve this goal of highlighting the artist entrepreneur, the poet entrepreneur. Now, some of the people that we're going to have on here, I realize that have been wanting to share are visual artists, also other genres of artists, and some of the performing artists are not necessarily poets. They combine their art with spoken word, or none at all. So, and they consider themselves still performing artists, like performance poets. So we'll have some of those people on the show as well, because I recognize that those genres are a lot more established in many regards, and they have a lot to share that we can pick up as poets and mold into the world of spoken word. Because at the end of the day, if business is business. So learning from someone on how to make sure that your work is represented in a elegant way, in an elite way, and is respected is what it's all about. So we want to hear from everyone, poetry promoters. And if you know someone that you would love to have on the show, please do not hesitate. Email us at regalpoets, regalpoete, @gmail.com. You can also like our page on Facebook. It's under Regal Poet, Regal Poet Radio. Or you can even check in. When you come on the show, check in and let people know that you're listening. We have our own spot. When you go to check in, you'll see our name pop up in the Fort Lauderdale area. And actually, it says Coral Springs, but the Broward County area is there. And that'll increase our visibility. So, going back into our calendar, we're going to have some great artists come on to the show. I'm so excited to who we have. We're going to have Kevin Dorr will come back. Author, poet, speaker, filmmaker, really. He's going to come back on the show actually next week. And then we have Mimi from, she's done a lot of work with Spoken Vision. She's a dynamic poet, but she's like a fashionista poet as well. I love that. We're going to have some people come back, like Miss Deborah Magdalena will come back on the show to talk about to talk about her festivals coming up. As I stated, Oski will be back. We have a show January 9th at Grand Central, which is in Miami, one of the largest venues in South Florida. We're actually, for the local artists, we're actually performing there with the Oski Foundation, and we're so excited. Please grab a ticket on Facebook. They're only $10. Yes, only $10. Grab a ticket and come out and support and see what we're doing. We have entrepreneur panels coming up, a homeless drive that, because, you know, we volunteer a lot. At the end of February, we're participating in that for a whole week from February 22nd to the 27th. And we'll be at Black Tech Week with Code Fever, a.k.a. Feverish Pops with Felicia. I was going to say Hatcher, but it's Felicia and Derek Pearson. She still goes by Hatcher. And that's the end of February, from February 22nd to February 28th. So we are so excited about that. And March is Women's Month, so we will have all female poets and artists on the show. There's so much that I can't even go into. But just keep posted. Happy birthday, Broward County. They're celebrating their 100 years, and we'll be around the community part of that as well. Oh, yes, in January, Community Fest. We'll be participating in Community Fest, setting up a table at Nova Southeastern University so that we can kind of showcase some of the artists. Some great artists come from college there as well. So there's a lot going on, and it keeps growing. So we'll just go month by month for right now. So we'll stick with January and February. Okay. Whew. So now, keeping true to thyself. I hope you're taking notes, because that's actually the first step, taking notes. Please, if you haven't done a vision board, I don't know, I was blessed because in December it was all about vision boards. I was sent to a couple of places where we could create vision boards. So there's a God box, which, you know, you put your little prayers in there, and then your vision board, or your thoughts, I should say, because we're not excluding anyone, but a box where you just put your thoughts, think about them, put your energy onto it, and then after, you just throw it away because it's set, it's done. There's that, and then vision boards. Vision boards really help with visualization of you saying, this is what I want, this is how I want it to look like, this is how I want it to be. Kareen Melissa, who is with FDE, Fashion Designers Expo, does a lot of work with the emerging artists within the fashion industry. When I was joining CCTW anymore. It's International Creative Artists Women's Network. She said that when she thought of the idea of starting these fashion shows, these runway shows, she knew exactly what to look like. She laid everything out to a T, from what the curtains are going to look like, from the logo, from everything was laid out for her. But she did it herself from her mind's eye. And literally those things have come about, and they pretty much are similar to what she has on paper. Same thing, we're talking about Felicia Hatcher. She's done the same thing, visualized being on Good Morning America and the Today Show, and she knew how it was going to look. She knew what she wanted, and it came about. That's something that we see. And a lot of the times, the things that we see are just the manifestations of what we've already seen for ourselves, and just keeping that promise of working at it. Because where we fall short is, again, we see these things, we expect them to happen, but then when we don't see them in a week or in a day or in an hour, we lose track and say, oh, it's never going to happen for me. Because literally that's what you're saying when you give up. It's never going to happen for me. I can't do it, or I'm not worth it. You have to really decide what your self-talk is. Are you telling yourself that you don't deserve it? And I think I'm skipping because that should be your number two. What are you telling yourself? So number one is the visualization part, writing it down, putting it on paper, creating a vision board of images so that you can look at those images and they're constantly, constantly looking at you in your subconscious, so on and so forth. Writing it down as a goal. This is how I want this to look like. This is how I want that to look like. Writing things down, there's something just so powerful about it. And after a while, when you write it down, it's easier for you to also express to other people. Okay, so number one is putting it on paper somehow. The second thing is, what is your self-talk? Because I'm learning and I'm seeing that when I make this decision that I'm going to make it happen, I'm going to do it, nothing can stop me. Literally nothing can stop me. And it's the weirdest thing, but you really can, if you really pay attention, when you say, you know what, I'm going to eat that cookie, you can actually feel the shift in your mind. You can actually feel a shift in your mind saying, I'm going to do this. There's nothing that's stopping me. That's something that you just have to capitalize on. People have said to you probably, oh, no, it's never going to happen. So many people do that. Oh, you'll never lose weight. I don't know why I'm keeping on the weight and the health thing, but I'm speaking to somebody. And then all of a sudden, you're like, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do it. Do not let anybody get into your psyche. You have to have that shift and say, I don't care. I'm doing it. I just heard this awesome story from Ruth Jujor, Sheng lady I met with International Fashion and Arts Circuit, and she was telling me, I asked her, well, how long have you been doing this? You're so good at it. So one day I went to a class, and this woman said, oh, you don't have any talent. You don't have an eye for fashion. You're never going to make it. She just looked at her and said, well, how much is the class? And however much, this was in euros, however much it was, she paid it. And 3 weeks later, she busted out a whole line in the fashion show and blew everyone's mind away. And that was just her not listening and being determined. You have to do that. So number one, writing it down, creating pictures and images, those, and number two, your self-talk. You have to keep telling yourself, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Once you put your mind into it, it's going to happen. So let's go into our first track. And it's from Apples and Snakes, like I said before. This is Saria Aisha. And she has an awesome poem with Apples and Snakes, part of their Power Plant Poetry Films. Okay, so enjoy. Welcome back to the Regal Poet Radio Show. Oh, that was fabulous. Awesome. So we're on our third. I just want to give you three things to think about. Before we went into our video, we talked about making sure that you wrote things down, which also include creating vision boards so that there's an image to help you, or writing it down as a goal. And what I wanted to add to that is make it like a mission statement. Because, you know, we have to create those for our business. But make it like a statement and make it in present tense, saying, you know, for instance, I don't have mine in front of me, but I have built a strong, dynamic, affluent group of networking poets who achieve everything they set their minds to. So how I wrote it was, I've done it already, it's already accomplished, I know what I want it to look like, how strong I want the poet to be, and I put it out there that it's going to be not just me. So those types of things, create like 3 or 4 that you just state on a daily basis. You know, chicken soup for the soul, Jack Canfield says that. He used to wake up, look at a million-dollar bill that he created, of course, at the top of his, as soon as he opened his eyes, and he just said thank you to that, and he had his own affirmations that he followed more day in and day out, more than 3 or 4 times a day, he would state these affirmations. And if you know his history, or you know what he does now, he's very, very, very successful. So that was number one. Number two, we said to not only just visualize and write it down, but your self-talk. What are you telling yourself? Are you secretly telling yourself that you can't do this? So those are important. And number three is just take action. Even if you don't do something today, take action. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. No matter what, even if you stop today, tomorrow, pick it up again. Because that, after a while, they say 21 days will get you where you need to be, will make it a habit. But you got to keep getting to it, keep getting to it. So let's go into another video. And that will actually probably end our show. But Apples and Snakes, again, tune into the show. Make sure you have a great year. Any questions, call us. Facebook, call us 772-245-7638. Facebook under Rego Poet. Twitter, Rego Poet. Instagram, Rego Poet. So you guys enjoy the rest of your new year, and we will talk to you again next week. Have a great day.
We now come to the end of another dynamic episode of the Rego Poet Radio Show. I truly hope you enjoyed yourselves and learned something that inspires you, educates you, and empowers you to take your art form to the next level. The pieces you have heard today will be the featured videos on our YouTube channel at Rego Poet under the Rego Poet of the Week playlist. Leave a comment and a like. More importantly, share on the social media you use, or just send an email to a friend or a colleague of the playlist and of one of our Rego notes off of Facebook, also under Rego Poet. That's spelled REGALPOETE. If there's a poem you would like to share that inspired you to love poetry, a poet who fits the bill as a great entrepreneur, or a topic you would like to hear on our show, please feel free to contact us at regalpoet, REGALPOETE, @gmail.com, or leave us a voice message at 772-245-POET. That's 772-245-7638. We also like photos of our Rego Poets looking fabulous, so you can tag us with #RegoPoet, where we'll find it on all of the photo apps from Instagram to Flickr. We will see it. We're on all of those. This program is being made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. If you'd like to be a member of the Rego Poet family, please leave a donation through PayPal with our email, REGALPOETE@gmail.com, as the recipient. Again, thank you for listening. Tune in next week where we will be featuring another Regal Poet of the Week. Enjoy the rest of your lunch, and always remember what poet Walt Whitman says. There are two selves, the public self and the real self, the regal self. Regal poets say, be yourself, be regal.